You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog.
You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog.
Well, 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 if it isn't our listeners, welcome.
Oh my gosh.
Welcome to the Monday Man Dog Pod. Two man comedy moment. It's a moment in time with comedy. I'm not going to commit to anything other than there's two of us and there will be comedy. I'm Dan Lippert. That's Ryan Rosenberg.
What's up, folks? Rose here, ready to get down and dirty.
How you doing on this Monday, Ryan?
I'm doing okay. I was griping about the heat. So today we're experimenting with leaving the air conditioner on. Hopefully it's not too bad, but if it is, that's just because, you know, I really needed it today. So thank you for your patience, and I hope you're all staying cool. It is a hot July Monday.
Now, I've said in the past, and I say it as a bit of a lark, but I'm really starting to believe it with all this stuff going on in Europe right now where people are dying of the heat.
Global warming is real.
I've said it for a while now, and you saw my documentary, An Inconvenient Poop. We may have to become nocturnal people in the summer.
Right. Right.
And I don't know. Is it possible?
Sunset is now just dawn, and dawn is now sunset.
And you just get blackout curtains everywhere. I guess it's too hot to sleep during the day, though, right?
I guess we all got to stay in a huge, how do you stay cool? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I hope everybody's doing all right in their disastrous heat situation out there.
That's right. That's right.
And I don't know. You know, I had this thing on my foot, and this morning I decided it's monkeypox, which I don't want it to be. But I've been having some skin problems. I got a little pimple there, or is it a pock? And that's what we're wondering now.
How would you have gotten monkeypox, do you think?
I guess my monkey girlfriend could be one of them.
That's true. You do.
Or I'm sorry, we're still not serious. What's the Facebook? I haven't been on Facebook in so long.
I have no idea.
That joke you used to be able to make on Facebook.
It's complicated.
Yeah, it's complicated. Yeah.
With your monkey girlfriend.
That's what we'd always do with our friends is you'd be in an it's complicated relationship in college with your friend at the time.
Well, right. Well, I hope it's not too complicated in the monkeypox department.
Me too.
Does it feel real itchy and scratchy?
No.
Good.
But, you know, you get bumps and you're like, now, a doctor.
This is more than just a random.
A doctor might say, what's your diet? And then immediately go, okay. Yeah, that's why.
Well, sounds like a lot of
grease. Your skin's having trouble handling everything you're putting in it and on it. But who knows?
Mm-hmm. Do you hear how you're having grease problems with all the greasy food you're eating? That's interesting. I'm not going to diagnose you, but that's interesting.
That's interesting, isn't it? My acupuncturist.
I feel the same way. I feel like if I eat a really greasy meal, I can notice myself breaking out even same day. Mm-hmm. And some people have been like, dude, that's ridiculous. It just doesn't happen that fast. And I'm like, well, tell my head every time I eat fast food. Because I get pimples before I go to bed. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, that's strange.
Well, you told me I had it yesterday and the day before also? Oh, okay, I see.
Okay, so you're watching my food and telling me the truth?
You fucking sicko.
Get out of here.
You fucking sickos. That's what everybody is these days.
Oh, you know what I had for lunch? I have to remark about it because I wasn't expecting to have it, and it was really
good.
Very close. Walked right past the sushi place. I had a Heroes thing, lamb and beef Heroes. That is not something that's on my list every time, but I think it could be my favorite meat.
It's number one for me.
I love it. The spices.
Oh, you like the spices?
Yes, it tastes like they did something to it. You
right.
know what I mean?
I look.
Because it's all mixed up, and I'm like, oh, they really chefed.
And did you do a Gyros plate where it's all on there, or did you have them put it in the pita and you just did it all in the pita sandwich?
I did the plate and I took the pita and made my own little ham sandwiches.
Sandwich, don't you?
Freaking fantastic. Then I got a little salad with, of course, the cucumber tomato mix up.
Oh, yeah.
It was just really good and I wasn't looking forward to it. I went and did some writing at the library today, trying to get out of the house to be a little more productive because in the house, I don't want to do anything.
Gotta leave the house.
Yes. So I had a little lunch at Seasoning Alley, which was the Mediterranean place that I went to.
That's a good name.
And then did a little work there, then walked over to the library, did a little work there, came home, sweated my butt off.
Now, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
How's the pita they're giving you? Because some places, I'm looking at you, pretty Elena's standard. Greek and Armenian cuisine that I get regularly, their pita cannot handle the self-made pita sandwich. But the one that they make for you, they use a thicker pita, and it handles it just fine.
That's interesting. So they have two grades of pita.
Yes.
Yeah, I want the upper grade, but I got the one straight out of the bag, which is fine.
But it's just, if you make one wrong move on that, it is all over the place and not in a Carl's.
Well, and the fresh one, what are you doing? Putting a little oil on it or something? It's got a little extra flavor.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I don't know.
But a thick pita, there's a place called Falafel Stop near where my brother used to live in the Silicon Valley that had the thickest pita. It was so good.
Oh, the Silicon Valley.
If you go to Silicon Valley, you get the thickest pita at the falafel stop. Are we just making fun of people? Or was I?
No, I don't know. That just just kind of worked.
Nah, my heightening of it, I think, became mean to people with the speech impediment.
That's okay. Folks, if you got the video, you can see we're sponsored by Dr. Pepper Zero Calories. Check out the man, Dan Lippert. Zero sugar, excuse me. Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar. We wish they would pay us.
Now, I hadn't tried these zero sugar sodas because I always hated the flavor of Diet Coke.
Yeah.
But they've got these ones now that taste like the real thing.
Pretty dialed in.
And I've become, I would say, a bit of an addict. Not an addict, but I am having one a day, which didn't used to be the case with soda for me.
Well, yeah, you're addicted and that's okay. But I hope it's not too crazy for you. Because I can really go one way or the other. I will be off soda for a while, and then I'll go out and go, you know what? This place has fountain drinks. Let me get one fountain soda. I don't do it that often. Yeah. And then I'll find myself just going to the fountain all the time. Right. That week, since I broke the seal, I'm drinking fountain all day. And I feel bad. I've discovered it. I feel bad after every meal that I have soda with my food.
It's disgusting what I'm doing to
myself. It's disgusting. You can have soda, and you can have food. But you can't have soda and food the way I like to eat and drink. Because I'm drinking two cups of whatever I'm having. So I should really have water.
Because
2 cups of soda is like 500 calories or something.
Yeah. It's that video where some like kind of flippant scientist is like, you think it's this much sugar? And it doesn't notice me. Yeah. You think it's this much? This much, and then he dumps a whole bag and he goes, try this much. And it's like, I hate you.
All right.
I'm going to come over there and kick your ass.
Yeah, you're not. Also, you're not much of a scientist if this is what you do. You're pouring sugar into a mound. Go do an experiment, bitch. What if you could be a scientist, but the stakes were extremely low?
Yeah.
I love experiments. I like science. I like things that are like certain, you know what I mean? Mathematics, science, things that like have true answers. And I think it would be so fun to just be in the lab all day figuring it out.
Right.
But I feel like you're also like, well, a bunch more people are going to die of cancer if I don't get this. Like, I don't want the impact of, I'm too dumb to be a real scientist, but it would be fun to be in the lab and
the coat is great.
Really,
I watched Fantastic Fungi last night, and I think that's the type of vibe where it's like, all of a sudden you discover that your moldy bread can like cure eye disease or something like that. You know, and it's like, I would play with mold and mushrooms all day and just see like, you know, what gives you diarrhea and what heals you.
Right. And those people are definitely a different class of scientists. Those people are like Hawaiian shirt scientists.
So funny.
Do you know what I mean? It's like Hawaiian shirt with lab coat over or something to let you know that it's like, hey, man, I wasn't always this way.
The day they decided their beard got long and white, their hairline receded but got longer in the back.
It's really good.
And it's just a great vibe.
Now, Fantastic Fungi, that's the one about like magic mushrooms and how they can have a lot of healing or medicinal properties.
Yeah,
right?
It's kind of all, it starts by telling you about the, I want to say it's mycelium, the network of mushrooms underground that is
right,
that
yes.
trees use to communicate with each other and how that it mm-hmm. it mimics our own neural network and all that stuff. And they then
right.
they get into the medicinal properties and the mind altering stuff and all that. Mm-hmm. But also,
is Michael Pollan in that?
He shows up a little bit. Yeah, Michael Pollan shows up a little bit. And the main guy is Paul Stamets, I think is his name. Mm. And he stuttered. He was a stutterer. And the first time he ever did mushrooms, his story he tells in this, he took 10 times the amount he was supposed to, climbed a tree during a lightning storm and was scared he was going to die. And he was like, while I'm up here waiting the storm out, I should just focus on one thing. And he's like, what am I going to focus on? He was like, stop stuttering. You're never going to stutter again. Stop stuttering. And then he never stuttered again.
Wow, story. That's pretty incredible. Yeah. Now, do you like mushrooms? Not to say that either of us have ever done them. We know they're mostly illegal.
I don't like to lose control.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm not really looking to lose control.
So not really.
Maybe if I went into one of those guided ones. Mm-hmm. But I'd have to meet the person because I couldn't be someone that made me roll my eyes. Like it'd have to be pretty specific.
Right. Right. Sounds like you're pretty skeptical in terms of the spirit experience.
You like, know what? I sometimes think I don't really want to be that different. like it's kind of what you think about some people who just won't go to therapy at a certain age or point in their life or what don't like you almost don't want to find out that there's a different way to live. Cause it's like, do I want to change everything? You know, do I want to like learn? Right.
Do I want to confront all this?
Yeah,
stuff?
Totally. That seems scary to me. I kind of feel it about like when I read about Buddhism sometimes where it's like, do I want to be enlightened? Mm-hmm. I kind of like striving to buy things and striving to win and that kind of thing. But maybe that's just beaten into me by the structures in which I was raised.
Sure. Maybe I'm hanging on to it because I don't feel like enough on my own. No, I feel the same way. It's like, I love all these ideas, but then practically I live in America and I'm trying to be in Hollywood. Yeah. So it's like, never mind. You know what I mean? You can't really be a Buddhist and want to visit Paramount, you know, or whatever it is. But yeah, I like mushrooms because of the, I don't want to say forced vulnerability, but once you're on the ride, it really is like, well, you're not in control of this. It'll be up when it's up. And there's something to that that does make you go like, oh yeah, I guess I could let go a little bit more.
Right.
Like I always find, not always, but the few times I've done it, I feel like I have like just clarity or like openness, you know, I feel less closed off and I'm like, oh, I could listen more or, you know, just sort of, it does help me anyway with that ego stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But it is scary also. I'm like, every time I do it, I really enjoy it. And the next time someone asks, I'm like, oh, I don't know. It's scary.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It doesn't happen.
But that one's of the earth, at least. They say nothing of the earth could be that bad for you.
That's how I feel, is that it's the most that I'm willing to do that seems the least dangerous. You know?
There's an element in this documentary, an element of science that's so funny to me. We should probably get into the scenes. Maybe we'll put a pin in this. They do say this thing about like, they theorize that the earliest version of kind of human, the brains grew really fast over like millions of years, like faster than you would expect them to. And one of the theories is they must have started taking mushrooms and not like right away, but over millions of years, you keep taking it and it expands your consciousness. But it's such a funny theory because it's kind of unprovable either way. And I could say the same about like eating dirt, I guess, or like fish. Maybe they just learned how to fish, you know, and so
vegetables.
But I love that type of science. That's kind of that low stakes, like throwing it out there and waiting for someone to give you a reason it couldn't be true.
It does seem like so much conjecture, you know, just like, well, prove me wrong. It's like, well, it doesn't work like that.
You know, at some point they decided to stop eating their own shit and they got way smarter. Prove me wrong.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, We don't do it now, so I guess you're right. At some point, they did.
Yeah, you know, I dig.
I guess you got to prove that they ever did, to be honest. Well, folks, this is our Monday morning wrap-up, and now we're going to get into a little bit of a comedy scene. Here we go.
Here we go.
Hee-hee. All right, just want to give a quick shout-out to everybody at the Jameson and Smith wedding. Let's hear it one more time for our beautiful bride and groom. Woo! Woo! Ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch.
Yeah! Yeah.
Yeah. All hey. Right. All right. And let's remember to everybody at the wedding. We have a fantastic service staff here. Everybody at the Hill on Oak Hill is here and ready to accept your tips. Tip your bartender, tip your servers, tip your wait staff. And of course, tip your DJ. If you want to, of course, no pressure, but only if you want to. We are here and partying all night, well until 1 o'clock. So get your requests in, and we are going to party in about 1 hour.
Can I take the mic? Can I take the mic real quick? All right. Hey, everybody. It's the brother of the bride, J-Bone, and I was kind of responsible for a lot of this here, you know, hiring people. I know we wanted... a kind of a different DJ setup, but we're pretty stoked with what we got here, and this has been awesome. And as you've all requested, we are trying to figure out how to get on the playlist. Sandstorm, it didn't seem to be on the playlist, but we're fixing that, and I just had to say something because people have been asking me about Sandstorm. All right, there you go, my man.
All right, folks, I thought we were going to jump straight into the toasts there, but apparently it was just about DJ stuff. Now, I wasn't aware that I was not the first choice, but that's fine. I hear the notes. I hear what you're all saying, and I promise you, we are going to take this wedding from a dud to a stud. All right.
Now, the more tips. I feel a little subconscious. I want to say that that was meant to be a compliment. Like, I meant to, you know, hire someone else, but I'm so happy we picked you. And I'm letting everybody else know, just from our interactions, you were awesome. And we're happy to have you and your partner here. All right. I'm off the mic now. All right.
I see a lot of people getting up here, walking away. And, hey, that was just the brother. And you know what? Work on your toast, buddy. I think everybody needs you to win them back. Now, we are just getting set to release everybody for food. We are going to start with the tables in the back, starting with table 13. And working our way up here to the bride and groom. That's right. They're a selfless couple, and they wanted to eat last. So, table 13, why don't you go ahead and get up and head over to the catering spot. That's right. This year, we are catered by Smokey Joe's Barbecues. It's like barbecue, but it's vegan. Head on over, table 13.
Hi. Can I have the microphone? Hi.
Yes, everybody, just make sure you ask, can you have the microphone before you start speaking?
I got it. I got the microphone. All right, yeah. All right. Wow, yeah. Okay, thank you.
I don't know who he is, guys. I don't know.
Thank you.
All right, I guess that was it. Let's give it up for what I can only assume was Grandpa. All right, big round of applause for Grandpa. Now, I know it's not dance floor time yet, but we are going to put on a little bit of music just to get the vibe going. This one is a classic wedding song that I'm sure you've heard before. Don't get up and dance yet, but bop around in your seat to a little bit of Hey Ya by Outkast.
1, 2, 3, 4, my baby don't mess around.
Oh, Cousin Seth, coming up, grabbing the microphone. All right. Keep it going, Seth.
Hey, Seth. Hey, man, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, thanks again for doing this. My wife and I are so happy to have you here. Thanks for getting everybody. Yeah, you've been so organized. I really love it.
Oh, thank you. It's really a pleasure to be here. I hope you're enjoying my MC skills as well as my DJ skills. I just want to make sure everybody is happy to.
I'd love to just apologize really quick. We kind of both come from a family of theater people who love the spotlight. And oh, so I think you are going to need to just be, we'll try to kind of police it, but you'll have to be a little more diligent with the microphone. Maybe we could, is there a solution I can help you with? Maybe it's higher or something like that, or...
I guess I am leaning down to use it at the level of the thing. So maybe people are grabbing it too easy. But yeah, I can also make an announcement.
Great. And my wife was a little annoyed that you called it the... Or no, she was fine with it. I guess I'm speaking for myself. You said the Jameson Smith wedding. We're married now, yeah. So it's just Jameson. She's taking my name, and so it's no big deal. But just the Jameson wedding from here on out.
Okay, great. And you're sure your wife wants to be left off?
Well, no, she is now James. You know what I mean? It's
got it. I see.
You know, I know a lot of modern couples are keeping their names or
right.
portmanteauing them, but she's taken my name after a lot of deliberation and conversation.
Okay, great. Absolutely. No problem. Great.
Appreciate no problem. It.
Thank you so much. And are you sure you guys want to eat last? A lot of these weddings I've been to, the food does run out before the last table
gets I'm incredibly up. Irritable. But it was kind of how we decided it. And so I think we should follow through with that. Okay. If you could kind of keep an eye on me just from a distance. Sure. And if you see me going for like a third drink, just remind me that I haven't really had any food inside of me today.
You gotcha.
Great.
You got it. Excuse me. I gotcha. Great. You don't gotcha.
I understood exactly what you meant.
All right, here we go. I'm going to go ahead and call table 12 up.
Great,
to the
thank
food.
You.
All right, lovers and folks. That's right. Table 13 has chowed down, and let's send table 12 up to the food. Table 12 to the food. And just wanted to apologize for earlier. I said this was the Jameson Smith wedding. Folks, they're married. It's just the Jameson wedding now. So drop the Smith, unless... Excuse me, I see all the Smiths reacting kind of poorly here. There's a lot of Smiths here. We're not dropping you. We're just not talking about their old life together. We're talking about the current life. So cheers, everybody. Cheers. But not the official one. All right, table 12. Go to dinner. Hey, I'm sorry, man. That was just a lot of info that I threw into the announcement.
Yeah.
I apologize. I'm just gonna play another song, and I'm gonna take a break. Is that okay? Is it cool if I go grab a drink?
Sure. Yeah. Is anyone gonna be manning the booth? You want me to man it, or I could throw security up here?
Yeah. Why don't you throw security up here just in case? Yeah, that sounds pretty good. I would say just make sure they don't touch my computer. They're more than welcome to do any of the announcements or whatever, but just make sure they don't actually, mess with the playlist or anything.
I think we maybe. Misunderstood each other. I don't need security to DJ or anything. I meant we would bring security up here to stop anyone from coming. That kind of thing.
Right. I'm just saying, security guards, sometimes when you give them a new job, I've been at a lot of weddings. I know this is probably only your first wedding. Sometimes when you give security a new job, they just assume that's also their full job. And
that's interesting.
Anyway, I've just met a lot of handsy security guards.
Really? That's interesting. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, enjoy your wedding. You don't want to talk to me. Talk to your wife. Talk to your friends. Talk to your family.
This is actually great. I have not a lot to say to a lot of the people over there, and you just seem like my guy. I love sidling up to a stranger.
Yeah, it seems like, not to call anything out or whatever, but it seems like you're really joining the Smiths. Not really, there's not a lot of Jamesons here.
Yeah, it was tough to get a lot of my family to come out. I think that they're a little shyer, and I think the Smiths are a little bit, you can see they're kind of performative. And
your family didn't come to your wedding because they're shy?
They're incredibly shy, yeah. And they just...
Wow.
The toasts...
I did see some people, that had parked but not really made it all the way over to the
did
barn.
Did you? Yeah, that must... Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so my parents are here. That's good. Well, I hope that we can coax them out.
I'm sorry they missed the ceremony.
Me too. Maybe maybe you could play a song my parents love.
Okay. Is your dad a hunter, by the way?
Yeah.
I thought I saw somebody in a duck blind using, not a magnifying glass, but binoculars.
He is a hunter. He's not hunting people.
We probably saw the
ceremony. He's not hunting people. I hope you don't think that.
Oh, of course not.
No, I think he's hiding out in a duck blind and he thinks no one could see him there. But it's a duck blind, not a human blind.
Yeah, I saw him, and the sun sort of hit the binocular.
Incredibly
and
conspicuous.
It sort of blinked.
Yeah,
absolutely. And he's wearing the orange vest. Yeah. So, all right, table 11, go get your food, and you're in heaven.
Hey, I hate to do this, you're taking a break here, would you mind going and maybe talking to my dad in the blind about how much fun everyone's having, but how it's Sure. Pretty easy.
Yeah.
So far, it's not.
Let me grab a drink. Get security up here at the booth, and I'll go talk to your dad.
We really appreciate it.
What's his name?
My dad. Marouche.
Marouche. Yeah. Okay. And hey, anything you need, man. I'm your wedding DJ, but I can tell you don't have a ton of people here, so I'm your homie. All right.
I appreciate you seeing me for that. We were gonna hire another DJ. He's kind of the hot DJ in town, Eli Fresh Mode. We were all really excited for him, and a few people came just because we said he was going to be DJing.
Well, probably like second hottest DJ in town. No.
And so, but you've been really a great guy, and even if the like DJing isn't great and the announcements are long, you've been a great human, which I almost appreciate more.
It's just that my website says hottest DJ in town, and so like unless his website says that, it's tough to hear that he has that moniker.
Well, those are tough because like I live by a place called the Morrison and they have a big banner that says the voted on Yelp the 7th best restaurant in America, and it's just there's no way, you know what I mean?
I've been to that place, it's true.
Yeah, there's no way.
Or so, it's okay, it's a good happy hour, but I wouldn't eat there off happy hour.
Exactly. You know, and so what I'm saying is like they just put that banner up, I don't know what it means, right? You put hottest
I guess
DJ.
That is what I did. You can't just call everybody feeling that way about it, I guess. Even though I'd like it, to.
But if you got a quote,
I'll say the most available wedding DJ in town.
Absolutely. You when you sent us your avails, we thought there must have been a mistake.
Well, you guys were really important. I saw the budget you guys had and I said, I'll make room for this.
Hey, we appreciate that. And
all right, I'm gonna go talk to your dad and I'm gonna go get just a little drunk, okay?
Hey, that's the DJ lifestyle I would expect it from you.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay.
Hey, Big Gus, can we get you just protecting the DJ booth over here real quick? The DJ's got to get a bite and talk to somebody.
Protect the booth?
Yeah, just make sure nobody, you know, takes over or anything like that.
All right. Should I just stand in front of it?
Stand in front of it. You don't have to pretend you're the DJ. You don't have to take requests. He requested you don't touch his computer, but if an announcement needs to be made, if there's an emergency, feel free to get on mic.
He made a special request that I don't touch his computer?
He didn't say, like, I don't want this man to touch my computer. I think he didn't want
What does he think I'm going to do, Control-Alt-Delete it or something? I'm not going to check the CPU usage.
No, yeah. I don't know if that's exactly what he thought. I think he maybe just didn't want anybody to touch it. He probably has a system here.
Get no respect.
I'm sorry you feel that way. I feel like we were respecting you by giving you this job. It's a trusting job.
You're right. All right. I'll stand in front of the mic, but I'll stay out of the booth.
Are there other ways in which you feel you get no respect, or is this just kind of a...
Well, I got turned away from the restroom earlier.
Really? What do you mean?
Yeah, they said, it's busy. Come back later. You're working, so if you could let the guests use it.
Okay.
And I know you guys had chili appetizers, but it's like, you know, I'm working here. You're taking away my work bathroom. Anyway, it's not.
I'm sorry.
I'll watch the
booth.
I'll
say this right now. I'll go talk to them because you need to be able to use the bathroom.
That's what I was thinking, but it's all right. I brought a bag. It's all good.
I get it, man.
It's like a Camelback.
To go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Don't do that because what if you confuse it and then you accidentally drink it?
No, my Camelback's on my left shoulder. My colostomy's on my right shoulder. It shouldn't even go up my shoulder. You're right. I'll just put the tube away from my mouth.
Don't go to the bathroom in front of anybody either while you're here.
All right, I won't. I haven't been.
I get it, though. I get no respect. So
I haven't been. The Camelback with the yellow in it, that's yellow Gatorade.
You're going it's to not. Be confused. The I'm incredibly
one,
concerned.
No, the other one is empty
I'm
for
incredibly
now.
Concerned that you're going to be confused.
All right, well, I won't touch the microphone. And, you know, I noticed you're talking to the DJ for a long time. Now you're talking to me for a long time. Your wife looks kind of starving and impatient over there.
Uh-huh.
Starving for love, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, I should go say something. I should say something. We married today.
Yeah. All right, I'll stand by the booth. It's all good. Excuse me. I was tasked to guard the booth. There's no more microphone playing right now.
Oh, sorry. I wanted to announce how much I love this family and that these two families are becoming
Well, like I said, that's not happening right now. So move it along, Father Time. All right? Move it along. I have strict orders.
Hey, okay. No reason to be disrespectful. Have you ever heard the term respect your elders?
Yes.
Well, I'm your elder. And I need to tell you something. I fought in 3 wars.
Which ones? 1912?
You motherfucker.
You look about 124.
Hey, I'm strapping, all right, my man? I'm carrying heat, all right? All so right, however old I look, I can pull a trigger. Oh, yeah, I bet you respect me now.
Much respect, old-timer.
Do not make
nothing but respect. Nothing but respect, old-timer. Don't want any beef, okay? Well, I do want some beef. I'd love to get over to some of that vegan beef.
Yeah, if you wanted beef, you had to eat the chili appetizer. That was the only beef meal of the day was the appetizer. Now we're in the vegan section of the day.
They did it pretty backwards.
No, that's how I feel. Well, there was some disagreement amongst the family, so the... I think that the compromise made everyone unhappy is what I'm thinking now.
The vegans were pissed they didn't get the appetizer for sure. And now everybody's not full enough from the chili that eats meat and they don't want the vegan.
If you're a barbecue place.
And that's not me. I also didn't get the chili. Of course. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not serving me anything. I know you probably don't want to hear this. You probably don't want to waste your last moments on earth hearing me talk about
the doctor actually said I have a lot of time. The doctor just said I have a lot.
A lot.
Yes. Yes, he reassured me.
I gotta be honest, sir. That sounds like a lie because he's not good with stress. It sounds like he wanted you out of the room happy. All right. Listen. There's no DJ up here, so I'm going to release you to the food line, but just by yourself because I got so much respect for you and your gun, okay?
Thank you. All right. Well, hey, that's my guy. Thank you for showing some respect.
No problem.
Yeah, normally I get no respect.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Me either. I usually don't get much respect, you know, especially for two men in uniform. Kind of bullshit. Yeah.
I do wonder if people can notice that I couldn't find my dress greens so that these are kind of costume shop military uniform.
Well, typically... people don't wear fatigues anyway. Different people wear their dress clothes. But I think it looks
that's
authentic.
What they had.
I mean, you look just like one of those Green Army men.
I salute you.
I salute you too. Go enjoy your vegan meal. Hey,
what the fuck?
Is this the Jameson tent?
Yes. Yes.
You're Papa Jameson, Richard?
Maybe. Who's asking?
Richard, hey, it's the wedding DJ. your son just sent me over here. Well, he sent me to the bar. I got a big Long Island. And then he sent me over here to sort of welcome you to the rest of the ceremony, if you'd like. It's popping in there in a good way, but it's not nerve-wracking.
Is it not nerve-wracking for someone like me? You know how someone says, oh, this isn't spicy, but it's like, well, maybe it's not spicy for you, but it could still be spicy for me. Would you say it's not nerve-wracking for anybody? Or,
well, I'd say it's a very agreeable crowd. Everybody there's nice. I mean, you would be one of the very few Jamesons there, but I think your son would really love the support. He sees you over here, and he's glad you made it. Well, you're in a... duck blind in a concrete parking lot. It's the only concrete here, and you could have set it up in the trees or somewhere else, but...
So stupid. I'm such a stupid...
No, you're not stupid.
Everyone at the wedding's...
Hey, you're not stupid. Come to the wedding. Your son really wants to see you. I mean, he didn't say it like that, but I could tell that he was happy that you were here and does really want to see you.
Is everyone going to be like, oh, there's the duck blind guy?
Not if you take off the orange. Uh-huh. If you take off the orange and just go over there and, well, what looks like army fatigues, I think you'll blend right in with at least one
other
guy.
That's all they had at the shop. That's all they had.
What shop? Was it a real army shop?
A costume shop. I thought they would have more stuff, but they only had fatigues.
So you tried to go to like an outdoor surplus store or something and they were closed or...
Yeah, I tried to just get some general camos, you know, and yeah. They were closed on a Saturday. I should have prepared a little more, but I'm so stupid.
Right.
And
no, you're not stupid. You're normal. Just like everyone here, you're here to support the happy couple. You've done a great job not shooting off that rifle. I mean, you haven't shot a rifle the whole time, and I see that you're packing in here. Oh, look, your wife's in there as well. That's cute.
Honey, it is so hot. It is so hot in here. Maybe we could go at least say hi and stuff.
Oh, there's so many fans in the barn. It's like a whole windblown area in there. It's really nice. And they got some good food coming. It's pretty nice in there. And again, your son does love you and seems, you know, he doesn't want to say it, but he seems kind of lonely over there.
Okay. Yeah, we'll come. Maybe you could just make an announcement that everyone should be nice to everyone. Yeah. Or something like that, yeah. Just so that the energy is that way when we come in.
Well, listen, I'm gonna have to go over there and save the party. I left a freaking dirty security guy on the freaking mic, and there's no way the vibe is right. I doubt even the tables have been sent to dinner properly. When I'm not there, things, you probably know this, you're a dad, you're sort of the, you know, man of the house. When I'm not there, things fall to shit.
That's my big fear of mine, so I just kind of, I was a little bit of an absentee father, I think, because of it, because I was too scared.
Oh, but, man. Well, hey, everybody wants to see you today, okay? So I'm not going to force you. I'm going to head back over there. Well, this Long Island is almost done. I'm going to head back to the bar, grab a second one, and then head back to the DJ booth.
Okay, and yeah, just some sort of announcement that's like, no matter how obvious it is that somebody was hiding in a duck blind, don't use that specific because they'll know it was me, but
of course,
we should all be nice to everybody today because you don't know what's going on inside someone's head.
Right. Right. Hey, I know this is outside of my purview as a guy you're just meeting at your son's wedding who doesn't really know you, but the world is here to support you, okay? Everything in the world is not scary. This is probably one of the safest events you'll ever be at because it's your own son's wedding. So no one's going to judge you. No one's looking to hurt you. I think just come on over, have a glass of wine. You'll feel a little bit better. It'll be great.
You're right. Okay, yeah.
All right. Now I'm going to get back over there to the bar, then the DJ booth, then I'm going to release table 10, and then we're going to be on. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. I said back up. I've been tasked to watch the booth. And if you don't back up, I swear to God, I'm going to have to use some of my Krav Maga on
you. I'm just saying my band is on Spotify. You can look us up and just throw one song in the mix is all I'm saying.
And I would love to hear your music, sir. But if you don't step back, I'm going to show you what the Krav means and what the Maga means. Because it's two parts.
I don't want no trouble, dude. I am a pacifist. It's mostly what my music is about.
Wow, that's actually a cool lyric.
I don't want no trouble. I'm a pacifist.
Yeah. That's actually really cool because
it would fit.
Yeah, that's actually really cool. I've never thought about that, that you could just tell someone you don't want the trouble.
Yeah. I mean, as a security guard, my man, like you must run into stuff like that all the time, but
everybody assumes I want the smoke all day long. Yeah,
but all you want is everything to be peaceful. That's the easy day for you.
Hey, brother, I don't want the trouble. I'm a pacifist.
Great.
That's cool.
Okay, well, obviously, I'm going to fly.
You know what? Fuck this. Let me get on the computer here and let me look up your Spotify band. Right. Now, what do I do? Spotify.com?
Yeah, that's great. Or he might even be logged in there, or there's the application if it's a Macintosh. You'd have to download the Spotify
app. Okay, let me just go ahead and Control-Alt-Delete this thing and restart it so I can get in there. All right, and I'm in there as a guest. I'll just change this to the home profile, put my name in there. All right, Spotify, what's your band's
name?
Friends
of Zion.
Friends of Zion.
Yeah, and so
really,
yeah, it's all like reggae stuff. It's all Marley covers and stuff, but it's also like some originals in there. Yeah,
yeah. It actually sounds exactly how you look. To be honest, it sounds exactly how you look. It sounds like you met a black guy in college and sort of took everything that he told you and made it yours.
I wish. Yeah. No, yeah. I listened to a lot of different music.
Where'd you go to school?
Brandeis. Cool. But yeah, it's based on a lot of like what I like about other cultures from other countries. You know, I do. There's even some cumbia in there and, you know, just any sort of thing that's not my own background that I kind of throw in there.
Woo. What's up, guys? Are we freaking DJing or what?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing in the freaking booth, dude? Get out of
here. Hey, man. I don't want to fight.
I'm sorry. I didn't touch anything. I didn't touch a computer. Well, it's got freaking barbecue sauce all over it. What do you mean you didn't touch it? Or is this chili sauce?
I don't know. There's no barbecue here, and I didn't get the chili.
Fellas, I mean, you are the descendants of beautiful, strong men who fought so hard to be here. You cannot use violence and aggression now. I think of everything it took for us to be standing here today.
Bro, that's actually a really good point.
Thank you. I like him roughly ripping off a thing Maya Angelou told Dave Chappelle that she told Tupac Shakur once.
All right, and let's get table 10 up to the dinner bell. It's time to eat dinner, table 10. All right, I'm looking right now. Looks like table 10 is finished with their dinner. Let's end table. Okay, table 9 has already gotten their food. Let's get table up in there. And I'm playing another classic hit by Sum 41. This one's called... I don't remember the name of it. But you know, it's a famous one.
We all know it's Fat Lip.
It's Fat Lip. Yeah, this one's Fat Lip. All right. And one more shout out. Give a tip to your bartenders. They make a mean Long Island, and they will make it a double if you don't even ask. So apparently I'm twice as drunk as I thought I was. Hey, how's
it going? Coming to that party like my name was El Nino, hanging out, drinking in the back of El Camino.
Hey, Uncle David, this guy knows the song.
Yeah, man, I'll keep, yeah.
Hey, Groom, Mr. Groom, yeah. Man. I just talked to your dad. He's very shy, but very polite. I think he is going to come over. Thank
you. Okay, what about Mom?
Yeah. Even shyer, but even politer. And I think she's going to come too. She had the army fatigues on, or I guess the, what do you call it when it's camo for like the northeastern woods?
Right.
I guess it's just woodland camo.
Yeah, yeah.
She had that on, but no orange.
Yeah, it would be like in one of the weird levels of like a Bond game. It's what the bad guys would be wearing.
Yeah, but they're coming over and, you know, I hope the DJ... Fuck, I'm the DJ. I hope the security guard...
Hey, man, can you handle yourself?
Didn't mess up.
Have you eaten anything today?
Yeah. Well, I didn't eat, but I did drink 2 Long Islands and a lemon. I ate a lemon.
Oh, my God. Okay, you're supposed to be policing me. I'm on, like, my 6th. I think they've been making mine weak because I'm not feeling it, like, at all.
Oh, dude. Who are you seeing? Trisha or Anthony?
Anthony.
You got to go to Trish, bro. Oh,
man. Okay. Yeah, I need a drink. I'm getting a little anxious here. I think I wanted my dad and mom to be here, but now the more I think about it, like, their shyness is going to make me feel anxious about if they're having a good time.
Your dad's got a gun, and he's dressed just like Grandpa. So it might get a little confusing with this 200-year-old vet and your dad, the skeet shooter.
Okay. Maybe you should tell my dad not to come in. Actually, maybe you should tell him it's gotten.
Why don't you tell your dad? I already went out to the parking lot to talk to a guy who was hunting.
I just think DJ. Eli Fresh Mode, the hottest DJ in town, would have done this. You know what I mean?
He's not that hot, dude.
Okay.
I'm hot. Did you hear me play Hey Ya earlier? That wasn't even for the dance floor. That was just background. Yeah. I put it on repeat, too.
It's too early to play Hey Ya so many times because it's not going to be as fun.
Let's get table 7 up to dinner.
Table 7 is on dessert. They're on dessert.
Let's get the dinner cleaned up.
Well, hang on. My wife and I have not had dinner yet.
What the fuck? Listen, I'm the hottest DJ on my website, and you got to eat dinner. You guys need food too. Okay, let's go up together, and I'll bring the mic.
Yeah, okay.
I'll just bring the mic, and we'll go through.
All right. Thank you. All right, that's fine.
Here we go. We're hitting the buffet line. If you want to know what's in the buffet line,
I can't just hear some 41.
Keep listening to the speakers that are playing this song.
Turn his mic off. I want to hear Sum 41.
Keep playing this song. Is it? Here's a
dinner. Oh, my God.
What is this?
Couscous? Oh, my God. Grandpa fainted. Which one of you? Who was giving Grandpa the drinks? Who's giving Grandpa the drinks?
All right, we need a doctor over to Grandpa. Grandpa's on the ground. We need a doctor to Grandpa. Is there a doctor in the house?
No, that table, no, they've all played doctors in different plays and stuff. They're not real doctors. It doesn't count.
No play doctors. We're looking for a real doctor.
I'm a I'm a podiatrist.
All right, let's get the podiatrist over there. The podiatrist could help. What do you think, podiatrist? Okay, so we have an older man, and I have no idea what's happened. Take off his shoes.
He's just dehydrated. Here, can we get him something with electrolytes in it? Somebody, can we get a little Gatorade or something over here?
I got some Gatorade in my pouch. Yeah,
please.
Left shoulder, shoulder.
Here.
Wait, is it right shoulder? Well, left shoulder, I think, is where the camelback is, and the camelback has my Gatorade.
We don't have that Gatorade much time.
Okay, right shoulder. Could be colostomy bag. Good luck. Looks like Grandpa ate piss and shit. Everybody, it's our last call for dinner. The chafing dishes are hot, by the way. Do not touch them. And then dessert. Tables 1 through 13 get dessert. And coming up next on the track is, let's see, Alanis Morissette. Ironic.
Hey,
this is a weird song choice.
All right, folks. I'm here. I'm going to clean this all up. It's me, DJ Eli Fresh Mode.
Fuck.
Our hero.
What are you doing here, Fresh Mode?
All right, everybody look stuffed. Grandpa drank piss. Let's get some water in Grandpa's mouth. Let's get everyone at the tables. I see Dad out there. Everybody, let's give Dad a big, nice, quiet welcome. Let's acknowledge Dad, but then turn our attention away from him. He doesn't have to give a speech.
I'd love to see
all him. Right, and now why don't we do a little bit of Superman that hoe. Everyone on the dance floor. Come on, let's have a nice time for the...
Perfect timing! Perfect timing! We were ready to dance!
Get on out there and... Oh, no, sir, you cannot touch the microphone. It's for the DJ.
Okay, but I'm also the DJ. What happened? Did someone call you or something? Because I was doing just fine, okay? I'd had a quadruple Long Island and talked to a hunter and also a war vet. And then I played the songs. And then it's dessert is over.
Okay, my man. So here's what I do is I have such a good system going. I am doing two weddings right now. I am doing a traditional Indian wedding, which is, of course, like a three-day event. It doesn't need much DJing. And now I'm over here. I have kind of like a spidey sense for when a wedding is failing and a DJ is failing. That's why I'm the hottest DJ in town, baby.
Shit, man. Hey, everybody, if you're at this wedding, know that you're enjoying the DJ stylings of DJ Spice Monkey, okay? This is not DJ Freshmone or whatever his name is. DJ Freshman is more like it because he's brand new. DJ Spice Monkey is about to turn this place out.
We just don't want it to be confusing. We didn't know when to eat and when to dance.
Okay, looks like Grandpa's getting back up. His health is good. His health is good. He's up, folks. He's good.
Hold on. Who is that army man walking around? Is that someone on the other side?
Oh, Grandpa. Uh-oh, Grandpa's having a pee-induced war flashback.
Let me just line Grandpa. It up here.
Dad! Dad!
The duck blind flew off.
Dad, how much pee did you feed him?
Dude, the whole thing.
Scene
because I was starting to lose the characters and who they all were. But I hope you guys heard it all, and I hope you enjoyed it all.
I feel that, let's see, how did we feel about that? overcomplicated it, but I also wanted to try to do a thing where we saw a bunch of different characters in different locations. Yeah. So
I think there was some fun in there. I really enjoyed
it. Everybody let us know. Best episode ever? Yes.
Or just episode ever. Well, thank you so much for listening, everybody. This is, of course, the patron-only episode of Man Dog Pod. We get a free one every Friday and a closed-off one for just our patrons every Monday. Please tell your friends or share on social media or leave us a review or any of the multitude of things you can do to support this podcast that aren't even putting more money into
it. That's right.
You know, just word of mouth is very much appreciated.
Well said, please, and thank you, everybody out there. Thank you, Ryan. This was fun, and thanks to Brian Holmes, Hannah Rehack for production support. Thanks to Andy Wu for the logo, Casey Trailer for the theme song, and everybody out there for listening. Hey, we'll catch you on Friday.
Thank you so much. We'll see you then.
Bye.